Eric the Freedom Screamer here. Just when I thought I'd heard it all, we have some lunatic woman doctor on the radio claiming that there's a new symptom of COVID called delirium, where you have confusion, and it's related to COVID, but not any of the usual symptoms. It's just confusion. Let's hear what she has to say.
And then we have another set of patients who are developing delirium while they're in the hospital. So we have patients who have COVID that are isolated in rooms by themselves. They have people coming into the room, like their doctors and nurses and techs, coming into the room with PPE on, and that itself can be a little bit intimidating. Everyone's covering their faces and covering their bodies to protect themselves, but as a patient, that would be fearful. Family is a really big preventative measure for delirium while we're in the hospital, and now with the isolation from family and loved ones can really, really take a toll on someone's mental state.
Dr. Neda Dasmalchi at George Washington University Hospital. She's part of our medical team here at ABC News.
Neda Dasmalchi, the part of the medical team at ABC News, great. She said there's now this delirium. People have delirium. Yeah, when you put them in a nightmare, they're probably going to get delirium and confusion. So the flavor of ice cream for the week is delirium. Last week it was a children thing with the inflammatory, pediatric inflammatory multi-system syndrome. The week before it was Putin got it. Yesterday it was Trump taking hydroxychloroquine like a tard. Unbelievable. I thought really I'd seen it all, but it's only just begun. So I just wanted to let people know that the symptom du jour, the symptom of the week, like the movie of the week, you got the symptom, you got the new bizarre twist, COVID twist of the week, is now delirium. Confusion and delirium. Got to start just locking up people and you get a little confusion. I'm a little confused. Anthony Fauci's up there saying, we don't know really what's going on. We have no idea. But we do know there's going to be another second wave for sure. And the vaccine's going to be great. It's going to work perfectly. Know nothing when he wants to, knows everything when it's convenient. All right, we'll have a quick update. We'll check in. That some of these are going to be brief, but I want to get these things out there and not just have time go by and have all these things pile up. And these things are very important to keep track of because as we look back on this in the future, this is going to be a historic time. This time will be studied like no other forever. A case of Stockholm Syndrome. Look up Stockholm Syndrome for your homework, folks. And the next time, we'll get back beyond that. See you next time. It's Eric the Freedom Screamers over and out.